Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirei Kodesh. Meizah Hashem Yizborach, ubisayyato l'shmei meruba. We're about to begin Parashat Bechukosai, which could be divided into seven topics. Topic number one, the brochos that Hashem will give us if we keep the Torah and mitzvos. Topic number two, the opposite, if we don't. Topic number three, erchin, the Torah value of a human being. If somebody says, I want to give my erech or somebody else's erech to Hekdesh, how much does he have to give? The Torah gives us eight categories, depending on if he's a male or a female, and which age group he belongs to. Topic number four, the Issur of Tmura. If somebody has a korban to bring to the Beis HaMikdash that he was Makdish, he may not switch the Kedusha from the animal that's the korban onto another animal, whether it be a better animal or a worse animal. And if he does do that, besides for being over an Isur, now both animals become Kodosh, and he has to bring them both as Kobonis. Topic number five, Hekdesh. Somebody wants to donate something to the Beis HaMikdosh. And topic number five has seven subcategories. Subcategory number one, we'll call it 5.1. If somebody is Makdish, a Behema that has a Mum, so it can't be brought on the Mizbeach. Rather, it will have Kedushas Domim. Hekdesh will take it and sell it and use the money for the needs of the Beis HaMikdosh. 5.2, if somebody was Makdish, his house. 5.3, if somebody was Makdish, his Shdeachuza, a field of his inheritance that he inherited from his ancestors all the way back to Yeshua ben Nun. 5.4, if somebody was Makdish, a Shde Mikno, a field that he bought from somebody else, which by Yovel is going to go back to him. But in the meantime, he was Makdashit. 5.5 is somewhat in brackets, and it's dealing with a topic Hekdesh related, but not exactly. It's dealing with somebody has a Bechoyer Behema Toiro. The firstborn of a cow, sheep, or goat must be given to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings it as a korban. Says the Torah, you cannot be makdish a bechor behema Torah to be any other korban than what it is, namely a korban bechor. 5.6, back to the topic of hekdish. If someone was makdish a behema tmeya, a horse or a donkey, what will be the halacha over there? And 5.7, the halacha is of charomim. We'll see what that means when we get there. Topic number six, the halacha is of maisel sheni. Produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, a tenth of it you have to take and eat it in Yerushalayim. And if it's too much to schlep, you could redeem it onto money. And when doing that, it has its halachos, which they will tell us in this topic. And topic number seven, the halachos of Maisel Behema. The halacha is every tenth animal of kosher animals, a cow, sheep, or goat, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it as a korban. These are the seven topics of Parashat Bechukosai. And let us begin B'siyatu D'Shmaya, the first topic, the brachos that we will get if we keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. Im Bechukosai teileichu ves mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisem oisom. If you will be omel b'Torah, you will toil to learn Torah in order to know how to keep the mitzvahs and how to keep away from aveiros, then I will give the rain in its good time and its right time, namely when it disturbs people the least. And the land will give its produce, and even trees that normally don't bear fruit, lo sidlovei, will bear fruit as a result of Am Yisrael keeping the Torah and the mitzvot. Says Rashi, Bechukosai teileichu. You may have thought this means to keep the mitzvahs, but it can't be. Because k'shehuoy mer at the end of the posuk, v'es mitzvahisai tishmeru, harei kiyum ha-mitzvahis homu, homani mekayim b'mechukosai teileichu, must mean shetihiyu ameilim b'Torah, you will toil to learn and understand the Torah. V'es mitzvahisai tishmeru, says Rashi, the posuk flows, hevu ameilim b'Torah, al menas lishmeru l'kayim. Toil and Torah in order to know what to do to keep the mitzvahs. Kama shenemar, apostik barshas voyeschanam, ulemadetem oisom, in order that ushmartem las oisom. Venosati gishmichem be'itom. The rain will come in its time. What is its time? Says Rashi, in a time when people don't generally go out, going some gilsois have belele revi'is, the night of Wednesday, and belele shabosois on Friday nights, people generally stay home, and therefore it's a convenient time for it to rain. It's least disturbing. What is this coming to add after it says the land will give its produce? That includes trees. Says Rashi, Ve'itza sodehein ilon israk, trees that generally don't bear fruit. Asidim la'asois peiros. Posuk hei v'isig lochem da'ish es botzir uvotzir yatzig ezora. Va'achaltem lach mechem lo soiva, v'shavtem lo vetach be'artzechem. The posuk is describing three agricultural processes. And the Torah is telling you that there will be so much of each that you'll have to go from one to the other without any break. The first melacha is melachas dosh, and that is when you have grain, kernels, you have to thresh them out of the kernels, out of the peel. That's called daish. There'll be so much disha to be done, you won't be finished by the time the botzir comes. Botzir is referring to the harvesting of the grapes. And there'll be so many grapes to harvest, you won't be finished until it comes time to plant in the next winter, in cheshvan time. That's one bracha, the plenty. And another bracha, v'achaltem lach mechem losoiva. You will eat your bread, you will be satiated. Even from a little bit of eating, there'll be a bracha in your stomach, you'll be satiated from a small amount. And v'yishavtem lo vetach be'aratzachem. You will dwell securely in your land. You won't be bothered by enemies trying to attack. Says Rashi, v'yisig lochem da'ish es botzir. She'ya da'ish merube. The dish will be so much of it. You'll be busy with an ada botzir until it takes time. Until it's time to harvest the grapes. Uve botzir tasku achas azera. So many grapes, you'll be busy with it until it comes time to plant the new year's crop. You'll eat a little bit. And in your stomach, it will have a bracha. You'll be satiated. Posuk vav v'nosati shalom ba'oretz ushchavtem vein macharid. וישבתי חיור או מן האורץ וחרב לא יסעבור בארצכם. And there will be peace in the land, in Eretz Yisrael. And you will go to sleep, and nobody will be scaring you, disturbing your sleep. There will be no wild animals in the land. And there will be no sword of war going through your country. The fact that there will be no war against your country, that it says in the previous pasuk, "V'yishavtem lovetach ba'aretzchem." The chiddush over here is that two enemies won't even go through your country to get to one another. That's also not a good situation when you have other troops traveling through your land. It says Rashi, "V'nosati sholem shemotoimru harei machol harei mishte ve'im ein sholem ein klum." It's wonderful that we have so much food, so much produce, but if there's no peace, it's not worth anything. Together with the plenty of produce, there'll also be peace in the land. Here's where we see that peace, tranquility, is worth everything. Put shalom as the opposite of ra. That means this ra and toiv. That means shalom is toiv. Shalom contains everything. Because that we saw in Pasuk Hey, v'shavtem lo vetach ve'artzechem. Ela afilu la'avoyer derech artzechem mimedina le'medina, that won't happen. Pasuk Zayin u'daftem es oyveichem v'nofilu lifneichem lechorev. You will chase your enemies and they will fall in each other's sword. You won't even have to work to kill them. They'll kill each other. Says Rashi, lifneichem bechorev. Ish becherev re'ehu. Posuk ches v'rodufu mikem chamisho me'o u'me'o mikem revavo yirdoifu v'nofelu oyveichem lifneichem lechorev. And you will be so successful at war that you will take 5 of your soldiers to chase away 100 of the enemy soldiers. And 100 of your soldiers will chase away 10,000 of the enemy soldiers. And your enemies will fall in front of you and they'll be killed by the sword in unnatural ways, in miraculous ways. Says Rashi, Mikem, from you, referring to Minachaloshim Shabochem, even the weaklings among you will be able to chase the enemies. Chamisha meya umeya mikem revovo. Frekt Rashi akasha. V'chikachu acheshboin. Is that the mass? Is that the proportion? If we're telling you that 5 soldiers chase 100, that means the ratio is 1 to 20. 1 soldier chases 20, 5 chase 100. So keep the ratio. How much should 100 chase? How much is 100 times 20? V'alo yilohoyo tzorch loyimar elo umeya mikem shnei alofim yirdoifu. 100 should chase, 2,000. How do we get to 10,000? Elo emfat Rashi, eno doime mu'otin o'isin es ha'toiro, nemen rubin ho'isin es ha'toiro. Keep in mind, who went to the army when Am Yisrael in its ideal situation? Only the tzaddikim went to war. So eno doime 5 tzaddikim to 100 tzaddikim. It's not going to work proportionately. If you have many tzaddikim together, their power is exponentially greater. And therefore, 100 will chase 10,000. V'nafalu yaveichem, the Pasuk repeats itself. We said it already at the end of Pasuk Zion, where therefore says Rashi, shu'unoiflim lifneichem shaloi kederach ha'oretz. It will be unnatural. It will be in a miraculous way that they will fall in front of you. Pasuk tesu fonisi aleichem ve'ifrisi eschem ve'hirbeisi eschem. And I will turn to you, and I will make you plenty. You're going to have a lot of children. I will make you stand tall and proud as a nation. And I will make a new bris with you, a bris that will never be broken. Says Rashi, I will turn away from, take care of all my needs in order to get through to you, l'shalim schachem, to pay your what you deserve for keeping the Torah and the mitzvahs. Moshe l'moadovo doime l'melech shesochar poyalim kidis b'tiras kanim. The Tiras Kanim brings a moshel that a king that hired many workers and they all worked for him, but there was one worker that worked especially good and especially well. He did the job for many years. And when they all come to collect their schal, the king tells the special worker, wait here a moment, let me finish with the other poyalim quickly, and then I'll spend my time with you because you have to get paid much more. So too, la'osid lovoy the umay sa'oilam are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We also did mitzvahs, we also want to get schar. And Am Yisrael comes in, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael, wait here a moment, first let me take care of the goyim, and then I'll deal with you because you have a lot more schar to get than they. A lot of children. It can't mean a lot of children. It just said that. Rather, it means the nation will be proud and tall. A new covenant. That you annul the bris. Will not be broken. There'll be so much grain, and the grain will be of such good quality that even the old grain will be even better than the new grain. But there'll be so much grain, at some point you're going to have to clear out the warehouses in order to put in the new grain. Says Rashi, v'achaltem yoshon loishon. A peiros over here in many places in the Chazal refers to grain. The grain you mishtamrim v'toivim lisyashen will keep and will be even better as they get older. She yoshon anoishon shel sholoishonim yofelechem mishel ashtakod will be better than last year's grain. The grainers will be full of chodosh, and the storehouses are full of the old grain, and you have no choice. You'll have to clear out the warehouses to someplace else in order to put the new grain in the storage houses. And I will put my Beis HaMikdosh among you, and I will not be disgusted with you. Says Rashi, "V'nosati mishkoni ze Beis HaMikdosh, v'lo yisig al nafshi ein ruchi kotza bochem. I will not be disgusted with you." What is the literal translation of the word tig'al? Says Rashi, kol ge'ilo, loshen pleitas dovor habalua bedovor. To spit out something that's swallowed in the item itself. Kemoi, Rashi gives an example, kishom nigal mogen giboirim. Mogen giboirim, they would take a piece of thick leather and they would smear it with oil, cooked fats, and that would act as a shield, that if they threw an arrow at it, the slippery fats would make it just slip down the shield and not penetrate the leather. And in this posuk, Dovad HaMelech is being maspid, Shaul and Yonason, who were killed at the war with Plishtim. And he's saying that their shield was nig'al. The leather did not accept that oil. In other words, it was not smeared with the cooked fats, with the cooked chalev. Loi kibel ha-mashicho, and that's why they were killed. Shemoishchin mogen shel oir bechelem bavushal. They would smear a shield made out of thick leather with cooked fats. Kedei lehachlik me'ol of makas cheitz or chaniz, it should slip down. Shelo yikav ha-oir, it shouldn't penetrate the leather. We find this concept of lesig'al gi'ulei nochrim. That's the reason when you buy a pot from a goy, a used pot, you have to do hag'olo. Hag'olo takes out the blios that are in the pot. The same idea of l'sig'al. Posu gud beit v'yisalachti v'soichechem v'hoyisilochem l'elohim v'atem tihiyu li le'om. And then I will walk amongst you in Gan Eden, and I will be for you as a God, and you will be my nation. Says Rashi, v'yisalachti v'soichechem v'atayelimochem v'gan Eden, ke'echod mikem, as one of you. V'lo tihiyu mizda'azim mimeni, you will not tremble from me. Yochoy lo tiru mimeni, you may think that you're not going to fear me at all, we'll be like buddies. No, tamud lo imavo yisilochem le'elokim, the hierarchy still stays. I am your God and you are the nation. But it will not be a situation of mizdazim. We won't tremble from it. Posugud gemol ani adoino yeloyeichem, asher yitzeis yeschem emei eret mitzrayim, mihiyois lohem avodim, voesh boir meitois ulechem, voileicheschem, koi memeyus. And you can trust me, you can have faith in me, that I am capable of giving you all these brochos that I mentioned. Because I am Hashem, your God. I took you out of Mitzrayim from being slaves to them. You remember all the nisim that happened back then? I could do the same again. And I broke. The moitois Rashi describes is a part of the oil, a part of the yoke put on an animal. I broke that from your necks. You were underneath the yoke of Mitzrayim. I took you out of there and you stood tall and erect and proud. If I could do that, I could give you the brachos. Also, you could trust me. Says Rashi, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Kidai Ani Shetaminu Bi. I'm worthy that you should trust me. Shani Yochilas is Kolel. Shari Yutzei Siyeschem Eret Mitzrayim. Vosis Elochem Nisim Gedoyli. Moitois, Rashi describes how an oil works, how a yoke. Kimin Yoseid B'Shnei Roshei Ha'Oil. There's two pegs at the two edges of the yoke. Kame'akvin Amoseiro that hold in the rope. So it shouldn't come out of the yoke and it should stay in place. Tall and erect and proud, not scared of anybody. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Bechukosai, the brachos that Hashem will give us if we keep the Torah and mitzvos.